The following is a paid program that does not reflect the views of the ownership, management, staff, advertisers, or affiliates of WHGM. Welcome to Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold, sponsored by Bowers Law of Maryland.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to another amazing day here on WHGM Gold and Bowers Law Talk. This is Attorney Bowers, your accident and injury guy, coming at you with a little bit of a different change of pace show than what we are used to. I don't know if anybody still listens to Howard Stern who's listening to this, but every so often they do something that they call cleaning out the computer. They've got a bunch of old content, a bunch of old bits, a bunch of old, you know, things that they have prepped to do on the show and they just didn't make the cut, and then they kind of go through them. We've been doing this show since August, and we're always asking for people to call in or send us text messages via our Facebook Messenger or what have you. We get to some of those. Some of those come in after the show. They're geared toward a topic that we're talking about. They don't necessarily make sense to answer them in the next week's show because we kind of jump the topics around here to keep it interesting and keep it fresh. Typically, and really all the time, if we are getting a question, even if it does not get answered over the air, we will answer the person asking the question so that they at least have that question. But today, what we're going to do is we're going to spend a little bit of time, as I'm going to call it, cleaning out the computer and going through some of these questions that, again, we've already answered them directly to the people asking them, but we've found that they might be something that is of interest to anybody else that's listening. So we're going to answer some of these over the air. If you have questions that you want to have addressed, you should be able to get them to us. You could do that during the normal way that you would do so. Call in to WHGM Gold or send a text through that request line. That line is to the studio is 410-939-9446. And I want to be clear that number gets you directly to WHGM Gold. Okay? If you, during the week, have a song you want to request or later this afternoon or whatnot, use that number. The other phone numbers for my office come to my office. So don't call there. I mean, you can call and request a song and we'll play it, but you're not going to hear it because I'm just going to play that in my office. And again, unless you're in my office, you're not going to hear that song. Also, these are the numbers to contact me at the law firm if you have questions. First is the main office line. You can call this anytime, 410-885-6200. We've got somebody answering that phone pretty much around the clock. So that you can call, you're going to get a live person. It takes some sort of calamity where the internet and the power goes out for you to call and actually get a voicemail. We're kind of all hands on deck here 24/7 to the best of the physical ability that we have. The other number, and this is even better, and we've mentioned this on the show a couple of times, and again, this is to the law office, not to the radio station. The newer, we've had it for about a month now, text line that we have. You can call this number, you can text this number. You should save this number in your phone. In fact, if you go to my office's Facebook page, you're going to see how we recommend that you store this number in your phone. And hopefully, you never ever need it. But the way that we've got it set up, and you can see that on our Facebook page, to store it into your phone, we'll make sure that it's always near the top if you ever need it. And that number there is the 667-220-6500. That is our text line. You can text us questions. You can text us because you're a current client. You can text us because you're a former client. You can text us because you have a situation. Text us from the accident scene while you're still there, because whoever's responding to that text line, and it's, if it's after hours or on the weekends, it's usually me personally. I'm going to walk you through and say, hey, take a picture of this vehicle, take a picture of that vehicle. If the other driver's there, take a picture of their driver's license, take a picture of the officer's, you know, badge number and all that. You know, I'm going to walk you through everything that might be helpful, and you never know what might be helpful down the line. I know what might be helpful down the line because this is what I do all day, every day. Other than representing NFL players, I don't do anything else. So I don't handle in my office, I don't personally handle criminal cases or traffic cases or divorce cases. As you've known from previous shows, we have other attorneys that we work with. Some are here in the office that handle those situations. I'm an injury guy. That's what I do. It's what I know. I know how to set these things up and get everything ready to put things in the best position possible for our clients moving forward. Brings us to one of the first questions that we have here. When should I contact an injury attorney? Okay, this one came in early. We answered and responded to that question. In fact, I think that the person became a client, so I'm not going to mention their name on the air. This is the thing. Injury attorneys, we work on what's called a contingency fee basis. You've heard me say before, you've heard in the ads, there's no fee unless we win. There's no consultation fee. There's no upfront cost to hiring me. The reason that that is number one, it ensures that everybody has equal access to attorneys like me. You know, there's always, when we talk about inequity and justice when it comes to criminal cases, it's about people who can afford to hire a high-priced attorney. Everybody can afford to hire me because for my injury cases, because we get paid at the very end. We get paid by driving results for our clients. The more we get for our clients, the more we get paid. So it's fair to say that I want to be the most expensive attorney that anybody's ever hired. And I mean that in a good way, because that means that I'm really doing something great for my client. But the point, and to get to the answer of the question as to when you should hire an injury attorney, the answer to the question is right away. And there's a couple of reasons that hiring an injury attorney right away is important. Number one, that percentage is based on what I settle the case for. So if you hire me right away and we do all of the work, we call every insurance company, we work everything out, my fee is that percentage of what we settle the case for. If you hire me midway through the process and you've pulled your hair out talking to four different adjusters from two different insurance companies, you don't know who's who, and you don't always know what's going on, and maybe you've said the wrong thing, or you think you said the wrong thing, or you don't know how the medical bills are getting paid, and it's a mess, and then you bring us in midway through that process, and we go settle the case, my fee's the same. It's still the same percentage of what I settle the case for. And the only way that my fee's less is if there's something that somebody made a misstep in that makes it so that I can't get as much money for them at the end, and then my fee's lower, but so is the recovery for the client, because what we get for our client is ultimately the determining factor on what our fee is. So ultimately, somebody who waits 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 2 months to bring us in, they're doing a bunch of work that we're going to still get paid for. So why do any of that at all? You're going to pay us to do it. Additionally, there are rare situations. This does not come up in every single case, but there are situations where the way that we advise our clients to handle certain things, and a lot of it has to do with who's paying medical bills, sometimes results in tens of thousands of extra dollars in our client's pocket. I'm not kidding. I've done it. I do it numerous times a year. The way that we handle these cases, the order of operations, so to speak, if it's done one way, my client gets a lot more money than if it's done another way. And if somebody waits too long to hire an attorney that really knows what they're doing, and I like to think that I really know what I'm doing with these things, you can't undo some of those things. And it makes it very difficult to really maximize what that recovery for the client in their pocket is. So, I hope that answers that question. I know, I mean, again, when I talked to the client or the person who became my client who asked that question, it was very helpful. Obviously, as I mentioned, they've signed with us and we're going to take good care of them. So that's the thing. Hire that attorney as soon as possible, because we don't bill hourly. I don't want to say you're going to pay the same thing, but you kind of are. So why do any of that work yourself when that's what we're there for? And quite frankly, we know what we're doing. We do this all day, every day. It's what we do. So anyway, we are up against a break here. So we're going to take a quick little break. We're going to come back. We're going to do a Florida man again, and then we're going to get into some more of these cleaning out the computer questions that we've had over the years. This is Attorney Bowers, your accident injury guy on WHGM Gold.
We now return to Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold.
All right. And welcome back to another segment here on Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold. We're going to get into more of those questions that we have that are, quote, cleaning out the computer. But first, this week's Florida man, going back to the original format here, we're going to start the contest back after the new year. So this one goes to December 12th, 2 years ago. All right. And this results in a sheriff's deputy who actually shot and was ultimately cleared of any wrongdoing for shooting a naked man armed with a crossbow who claimed that aliens were after him. This was a 26-year-old man who was obviously, or maybe not so obviously, under the influence of some pretty hard drugs. That he was running around, again, naked with a crossbow and was threatening people. And, you know, he was armed and he was dangerous. And he was claiming that he was basically under attack by aliens. So that's an interesting one. Interested to see who out there is a believer in aliens and extraterrestrial life forms. Feel free to send us a text with your thoughts on that, 667-220-6500. We might bring some of those up in a future show. Probably not, but I'd be interested to see them. So, So that's this week's Florida man. Don't be that Florida man. So we're going to get into a couple more questions that we've had from over the weeks here that we just didn't have a chance to get to on the air. And again, if you want to shoot us a text with a question that you have, we might be able to get to it today. I did line up enough questions to kind of clean up and go back through that, that we're going to be able to do that without having to have them in here, but you're definitely welcome to call and we might move some stuff around and fit one in here. The next question that we got here, and this one is within the injury realm as well, and it's whether it's worth it to get a lawyer for a relatively minor car accident. And this is a great question. In fact, I'm a member of a group of small business owners that we kind of network with each other, and the goal is to kind of help each other drum up business, because in a day-to-day situation, I'm obviously directly dealing with people who are in an auto accident, but, you know, we build relationships with those clients and we learn more about their lives, and sometimes other needs come up. So it's nice to have trusted resources of other businesses that might be able to solve some of the other problems that my clients have from time to time, and they're the same. And I'm often asked by some of the members of this group, hey, so-and-so, a friend of mine, a cousin, you know, whatever it is, was in this accident. There's not a whole lot going on with it. There wasn't a ton of damage. They didn't go to therapy for a long time. Is it worth your time? And I may have mentioned this on the show before, maybe not, but I certainly want to bring it up because it totally answers one side of this question, is that what we provide here in our office is a service. And there are some very, very small cases that we handle with very, very minor injuries that don't make my office a ton of money, but they're worth it because we provide that service to that client. And for them, we're making sure that A, all of their medical bills get paid for out of this claim, and B, they get compensated for having to deal with what for some people is a nightmare of a situation. We take all the stress off of them during the process. We handle all of the calls, kind of, you know, bridging the gap from the previous question that I answered there. We handle all of that stuff. I mean, if our client is injured and is getting medical care, they go to their medical appointments. My office can't do that for them, obviously. But everything else, dealing with all of the insurance companies, making sure everything gets paid, negotiating that settlement, making sure that that person is getting a proper settlement, because we have people that come to us where the insurance company is offering them $600, $700, $800, $1,200 days after the accident. And some of them, the light bulb goes off and it's like, this doesn't seem right. I'm still hurt. I'm probably going to a doctor or a physical therapist. Why are they offering me money now? Well, that's the right mindset, because in those situations, number one, that small amount of money doesn't guarantee that any of the medical bills get paid, and usually it doesn't pay any of the medical bills. So you end up in the negative, not in the positive. And number two, when our office gets done with these things, even the smaller cases, we will typically get 3 to 4 times what the insurance company originally offered for our client in their pocket. And when I say in their pocket, that means that I've taken my fee, I've been reimbursed for any expenses that I might incur, like if we pay for a police report, we pay for medical bills, medical records, things like that. And that's an important thing to note. Don't even request your own police report. My office does that. And we don't charge you anything extra. Like if MSP has a police report, they have a request fee of $4. We'll advance that cost. I mean, I know it doesn't seem like a lot of money, $4, but when you see at the end on the breakdown of where we're getting reimbursed, you're going to see $4 on there. We don't charge interest. We don't charge any processing fee or anything crazy like that. If I pay $4 for something, you reimburse me at $4. And you reimburse me at the very end, which means you don't worry about any of those out-of-pocket costs throughout the process. Our office handles it. Our office takes care of it. The key, though, to that is that, again, that money is after I've been paid, after the expenses have been paid, after we've made sure all the related medical bills get paid. Then we hand the client a check that's usually on the smaller end, 2 to 3 times at least in their pocket, what the insurance company was offering total before we got involved. So it's a huge, huge benefit for most of our clients to come to us and let us handle that situation. They're going to get more out of it. They're going to get, and the biggest thing that some of our clients get out of this is that peace of mind that it's being handled and it's being handled properly. And that, again, at the end of this thing, they don't owe anybody anything, because you're going to get a breakdown of where everything's been paid. That's very important to me, that my clients can walk away with that peace of mind and know that we've taken care of all of that stuff. So to answer that question, is it worth it on a smaller case? Absolutely. You know, I know a lot of times people are thinking that all my office is looking for is these big catastrophic accidents where, you know, people have had to get surgeries or have lost limbs or have broken bones. I'd like to think that we are very, very good at handling those very, very large cases, but I am extremely interested in the service that we provide on the very, very small cases, because it might seem like it's just another case to us, but it's the only case that client has. And knowing that they've got somebody that's going to handle it right and treat it like it's the only case, because for the client, it is the only case that they have. That's what we want. I strive to make sure that all my clients are happy enough that they're comfortable to leave us a 5-star review on Google, and many people have done that, and that they're comfortable enough to go out of their way to tell a friend or family member that, hey, these guys are going to take care of you. That's what we want all of our clients thinking when they leave here. And we don't really short any clients of that experience is as long as we've got the ability to do so. And we've got, you know, a lot of our business comes from former clients referring us business because that's the way that we operate. And that's the goal, you know, is to make sure that we've taken care of anybody. So big or small, we're here to handle them all. Hey, that's a jingle, right? Write that down, cut that out of there, sample that or whatever, and put it in some sort of song somewhere. I don't know. I'm not really like the flashy kind of jingle guy, but who knows? Maybe that's there. So anyway, we got to take a quick break here. We are going to come back to our last segment. We're going to cover one or two more of these questions that have been tying up the text line here over the past couple of months. Since we've been doing this, I want to thank everybody for sending those questions in. And again, I want to send everybody to our Facebook page. When you get a chance, you're going to see how to save that text number into your phone. Hopefully you never need it, but I'll be glad that it's there if you did. So go to the Bowers Law MD Facebook page and like that. We do a lot of contests and giveaways there, free stuff from the community. And so we'll be right back. This is Bowers Law Talk, your accident injury guy, Attorney Bowers, on WHGM Gold.
We now return to Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is, again, your accident injury attorney here on Bowers Law Talk. This is Attorney Bowers. If you have questions about any of this stuff anytime, give us a call, 410-885-6200. That is our office line, not the radio station line. So if you call that number and say, hey, will you play Stairway to Heaven? We will, but you won't hear it because we're going to get off the phone after that. If you have legal questions, especially ones that you don't want to ask over the air, call us. Send us a text at the 667-220-6500. Save that number in your phone in case you ever need it. We had a guest on here the other week, Attorney Best. He was talking about debt and he was talking about bankruptcy. And I've got a question here about a vehicle that was repossessed and they're trying to get, they took the car back, it looks like. And the company that had the loan is still trying to collect extra money. It's a good question. And again, we've directly answered that to the person who texted in. I actually put them in touch with Attorney Best. And at the end of the day, here's what happens. And so if vehicle, and feel free to share this information with anybody who might be experiencing this situation, because they might be somebody that's worth having this conversation. Because what happens is this. Let's say you buy, and this happens a lot with used vehicles, especially at those roadside car lots. And that's an overgeneralization, so that's not particularly fair. But we see it a lot, because a lot of times those cars are purchased with extremely high interest rates or what have you. And so let's say that you purchase a vehicle and the loan is 10 grand, and for whatever reason, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months into the process, if you've got a really high interest rate, 15, 16, 24%, I've seen sometimes, if you've made 4 or 5 months worth of regular payments, you probably still owe the same amount of money that you took out the loan for in the first place. You have not really made much of a dent at the principal. And then let's say something happens. Let's say COVID happens and you lose your job. I don't know if anybody can relate to that these days, but it happens. It has happened to so many. And, you know, there's a time in which, you know, the bills continue to pile up, but they can't do anything about it because there's, you know, the executive order has stopped anybody. But the moment that that executive order lifts, they go and they repo your vehicle. At this point in time, with interest, with late fees, you might owe 11 or 12 grand on that vehicle, depending on how long it was and everything like that. I'm kind of pulling numbers out of the air. What's going to happen is this. You still technically owe that money as far as they're concerned. They've now taken your vehicle. They're going to go and sell it, and they may sell it at an auction. They may sell it on the lot again. Who knows? Let's say they sell it at an auction and that vehicle goes to the auction and it gets $4,000 at the auction. they're going to take that $4,000 off of the 12 that they say that you owe. And let's not get into the particulars of whether or not they could tack on the interest and late fees during the pandemic. That's not particularly relevant here. Even if you owed 10 on it and they didn't accrue any interest or late fees, you still owe six. You might owe somewhere between $6,000 and $8,000 on this vehicle still. They're going to come after you for that money, even though they've resold that vehicle. There's no way for you to recapture that vehicle. And ultimately, that debt right there is completely eligible to be discharged in a Chapter 7 bankruptcy or in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. And there are situations where, I mean, I've done them because I used to do, before I about 3 years ago, I moved my practice to exclusively handling injury cases. So I would take on bankruptcy cases, and now I work with other attorneys like Attorney Best to handle those. That I've seen where people have had over the time two or three loans from repoed vehicles. And again, I tell all my clients this. I said, look, it's best that you tell me everything that's going on. If you see what I'm wearing today, you'll see that I'm not wearing a robe. I am not the judge. That is not my job. I'm here to help you. I am not here to judge you. So lay it all on me, because if I don't know about it, and it's not on your credit report somehow, it's tougher for me to make it go away. Now, technically, when you file a Chapter 7, everything is discharged, whether it's listed in the schedules or not, but that's another story for another day. These all go away in a Chapter 7 situation. So it's a great question. We do, you know, that's a common reason why people end up, you know, you don't want to keep making payments on a loan for something that you don't even have like that. And, you know, again, it's another one of those situations like dealing with the accident cases where you call us and we're going to kind of assess your situation. And depending on, because sometimes a big reason why people file for bankruptcy is medical debt. And, you know, that one thing happens and it's kind of a snowball effect on your finances. And it's, you know, just like with our accident cases, there's no consultation fee to sit down or to hop on Zoom or some other, you know, video type of service and go through a situation. It's not always the right time to do it. If let's say you or a family member is getting long-term medical care for a situation, whether it be cancer or a major injury or who knows what, and there are still bills coming in, now might not be the right time to file, but it might be the right time to start putting everything together, getting your ducks in a row, so to speak, and making sure that we're making the right steps and paying and not paying what makes sense. Because if you end up paying a bunch of money toward debt, if you know that the end game is going to be file bankruptcy, paying on some of those things makes no sense because you're throwing that money out the window and there's no point in doing it. And a lot of times that early guidance and that early advice by not paying certain things at the proper timing, if you were to just sit that money aside instead of making those incremental payments to try to dig yourself out of a situation that might be impossible, you end up setting aside over 2 or 3 months enough money to pay for the attorney. So instead of paying it somewhere that you'll never get it back, pay for the attorney and then get everything to go away. So again, getting involved early, especially in those situations where we don't charge a consultation fee and there's no obligation. A lot of times we put together a plan and we've done it where it's like, hey, it's going to make sense for you to file it at such and such a time. We talked about taxes getting discharged. Usually there's a 2 year old tax situation. So we've had clients where it's like, well, if we wait until April 15th, you get an extra year's worth of taxes discharged. So we've planned those out for people and we've done what we needed to do to set the table for them and make sure the situation benefited them the most possible. So great question. Again, we answered that one directly to the person when they sent it in. It was actually right after the broadcast. But yeah, so that's all the time we have for this week. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I hope us cleaning out the computer, so to speak, was helpful, and that any of those questions are something that if you know somebody that's in a situation, just point them in our direction, give them that text line. We're happy to have that no obligation conversation with them. And maybe we represent them and take care of their situation. Maybe we just give them a little bit of guidance and point them in the right direction. And that's beneficial too. There's really no charge for that call. And sometimes the situation's not right for us to be hired by somebody. And we're not afraid to tell them that. We're not just trying to, you know, grub people's money and make a quick fee. You know, we're in this to provide a service for the community and to be here when there's a true need. So that's all the time we have for this week. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Bowers Law Talk. We will be back next week, and then we will be taking some time off with the holidays. So we will have rerun shows that drop in there over, I think, a two-week span. We'll clarify that next week. But thanks for tuning in, and until next time, this is Attorney Bowers, your accident injury guy, signing off.